And welcome back to Rants for the Road. Well, folks, it's a dark and stormy night. That's how a lot of stories begin. That's how my rant begins. It is a dark and stormy night. Tonight, I don't have my mind to talk about something a little different. Talk about music. Particularly, the enormous power that music has over people. And most people don't even realize it. I'm not going to lay all. I'm not going to lay all the blame, musicians or praise the video musicians. Nothing in society happens because of just one thing. It's always a combination. But music, I believe, is an influence that has been vastly overlooked. Alright. When you think of the music, say, modern music, say, a lot of it's just garbage. Stuff you would never let your kids listen to. If you had any conscience, anyway. But you don't really, you think, oh, well, it's just a certain niche that listens to that, and, it's no big deal, it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter. It actually does. Music is not controlled by society, really. It's not. Art, in general, is not controlled by society, but music falls under the art category, so if you think about it, art usually is at the cutting edge of where society is going. Want to know where a society is heading, just look at its art. Music, to painting, to whatever, anything that falls into the category of art. Look at the art and you will find the clues as to where your society is heading. And that's not to say that all music of ours, the modern society today, is all just horrible, terrible stuff. I mean, it's not. It's a lot of good stuff out there too, and it seems to pull in opposite directions. Our art literally is showing us what's happening. Our country being divided, pulled apart into diametrically opposed directions. But no one really ever stops to think about the power of music. Yeah. You say that to somebody and then they're just like, they gotta look at you like you're crazy. Like, it's just a song, who cares? Just a song. Let me ask you something. Have you ever heard anyone ever say, oh, that scene from that movie, I just can't get it out of my head. Or that line from that book, I just can't get it out of my head. Oh. How many times have you heard somebody say, I got this song stuck in my head? Bingo. I can't remember most of what I say in these rants the next morning. Which is part of the reason why I wanted to record them in the first place. Occasionally I'd want to remember something and I couldn't. Kind of just led progressively to where I'm at now. But a song? I can remember the lyrics to songs I have not heard since I was a child. You don't think that there is power in that. How do you mind? It's powerful because songs deliver messages. Sometimes they're subtle, sometimes they're direct, but they deliver the message straight to the brain and it stays there. You can forget a book. You can forget a movie. Pretty easy to do, even if you don't have a horrible memory. But you rarely forget a song. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's been plenty of times when I've been like, I got a tune, like a melody stuck in my head, but I can't remember the words. But the tune. And the more you play that tune over and over in your head, pretty soon the words come back. I'm telling you, it's enormously powerful. Music. People take it for granted, I think. People don't recognize it. They don't realize. No. I couldn't tell you why. All I know is that it is. And I'll say this as a country music fan. No, not really a fan. Not a fan of any music genre per se. I like some songs. That's the way I like to put it, because I listen to a little bit of everything. If I like a song, I listen to a song. I really don't care who sings it. I really don't care what genre it is. But I do tend to like a lot. I guess I tend to like a little more country music than other things. You know, I grew up in a rural area, so you know, it's not surprising. But saying that, as someone who likes a lot of country songs, you know, of all the music that's leading us in the wrong direction in our society, and it's leading us down a bad road, country music's probably got to be the most insidious. Not all of it. Again, not painting with a broad brush here, I'm just saying. You know, I mean, you could take a rap song with the absolute nastiest lyrics you can think of. At the very least, you can say they're honest about what they're saying. There's no doubt, there's no question about what they're trying to tell you in that song. Country music, though, it's well, some country songs are very uplifting, very, very, what am I looking for? Soothe the soul, you know, they do. I mean, there's some country songs that really, they leave a mark on you in a good way. Stick with you and they lift you up, they uplift. Contrary to popular opinion, not all country songs are lost your truck, lost your dog, lost your wife. Okay? It's a stereotype that's not really, isn't really accurate. It's the ones that get the most attention. Those aren't even, those aren't the ones that are insidious, though. It's usually the ones that are talking about, quote-unquote, love. You gotta be careful when country music starts talking about love. No, it's the same with any musical genre, really, but I mean, like I said, at least with the really nasty stuff, that you know what they're saying. I mean, they don't leave any room for doubt. At least they're up front about it. Country music just, it's the ones that are, from my perspective, not good. And I like to listen to country music stations, but they play too many of these songs, and I end up having to just turn it off. It's like, drive me nuts. Because clearly the songwriter knows nothing about what love is. Yeah. And it's just constantly full of innuendo. Not even obvious, not always obvious either. Trying to hide it behind flowery words. Behind emotionalism. To make you think they're not really talking about, you know, premarital sex or getting drunk. Doing stupid stuff. I mean, just, they try to hide that. A lot of times. Well, I hear a lot of people try to tell me that country music, the appeal of country music is they talk about real life things that are, you know, down to earth. Everyday man. When I listen to it, what I hear is a small group of people writing country music songs, trying to convince us that that's normal, and that's the way things are and should be. That's the way I see it. And since they are generally, country music is generally targeted towards more conservative people, it's all the more insidious. Trying to take people who have decent value, decent moral values, and trying to warp them. By singing about things like, you know, just for example, like, two young people falling in love, quote unquote, which, you know, The references that it makes in the song, you know, it's very obvious. We're talking about a couple of teenage kids just getting it on. And it's like, but the way they say it, it makes it sound like it's somehow wholesome and normal. I want to see a song that actually speaks about the consequences of sexual immorality. That's what I'd like to hear. Guarantee it wouldn't be all too popular, would it? Or a song about, you know, single motherhood. Not praising it. Showing you just exactly what a horrible experience it is. How tough it is. How much anguish and pain there is, and all because you listened to the music. Not just the music, I know, I'm not painting with a broad brush here, but I mean, think about it. Where did you get the idea that it was okay? You know? Maybe from your friends. Where'd they get it? Well, maybe from movies. Maybe from, you know, the more direct media, but like I said, who remembers every movie they see or every show? But a song, I'll stick with you. Songs take you off your guard, especially if you like the tune. That's the most insidious thing. That's the reason why it infuriates me that that some of these liberals in conservative disguise tend to be down home country folks, and they're singing about stuff that if they were really honest about it, you wouldn't listen to anything they had to say or sing. They're not honest about it. They're not direct up front about it. They try to they hide it behind flowery words, you know, cheap slogans and emotionalism. But they also hide it behind a nice, catchy tune. Right? Catchy tune, that's all it takes. You know why almost every company has a jingle? Ever occurred to you to wonder why? Why do they have a jingle? Why? What does that mean? What's the purpose of that? Because they know you're not going to remember the words of a commercial. You'll remember the jingle. Yep. Oh. Funny thing is I'm just starting to notice this stuff now. I don't know why. Never in it. Things didn't occur to me a few years ago. Or any other time in my life. I'm starting to notice it now, though. I listen to the radio. Song comes on within the first few lines by the chorus, definitely by the chorus. I already know whether I'm going to listen to this thing or not because I know what they're actually trying to tell me or how they try to hide it. I guess maybe it's because I'm on guard for it, you know? The music tries to get you off guard, right? It tries to get you to relax, right? You know, tap your foot to the beat, whatever. Music brings down your guard and allows the words to penetrate without you even realizing it. Now, when that's done for good reasons, for good purposes, it's amazing, it's awesome, it's wonderful. When it's done by people who are trying to promote this immoral society, it's devastating. I don't know, maybe it's just something that comes with age, I don't know, but it seems like I am more on guard than I've ever been when it comes to music. I can detect that attempt to deceive this arm instantly, pick it up on it. It's like some kind of instinct. In. Say nope. Click. Off you go. I try to listen to Christian music, but they're always good songs. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the message is always good. Not to worry about that, but it seems like the only Christian music I can find these days is either, you know, some kind of contemporary soft rock or rap, or it's like it's all aimed at one demographic of people. Didn't country music used to be gospel music? Where are those stations at? Seriously, where are the stations that play actual gospel music before it became country music? Huh? Where are they at? Guess it's just not as much call for it anymore, huh? It's sad, actually. It's good music. Now I can only way I can find it is on YouTube. I do find it. I look for that stuff. Anywhere I can find it. You know. My favorites, you know, The Circle Be Unbroken. Love that song. I listen to that all day. Down to the River. It's my kind of music right there. Soothes the soul. Uplifts. You just don't hear that on the radio anymore. I still listen to the country stations because occasionally they do play a good song. I'm just not sure if it's worth it anymore, yeah? Every time I turn around, I'm having to turn it off again because I can't stand it. I can't listen to that. I can't let that stuff into my mind. I mean, believe me, I was just like most people. I mean, I thought, yeah, it's just a song, it's just music, it doesn't mean anything. I know it's not right. I know it's not real. I can ignore it. It's not gonna affect me. Yeah, I said all that. And yet it does. If you really, really stop and think, if you really reflect. Some soul searching that you'll find out. Compare what you listen to what you do over an extended period of time. Find out. Yeah, it's like that had a bit more impact than I thought. Yeah. It does. Now I got an urge to listen to some old gospel music now. Let's see if I can find something. Y'all take care now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.